This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Brazil on Thursday became the second country to officially top 400,000 COVID-19 deaths, losing another 100,000 lives in just 1 month, as some health experts warn there might be gruesome days ahead when the southern hemisphere enters winter. The country's health ministry registered more than 4,000 deaths on 2 days early in the month, and its 7-day average topped out at above 3,100. That figure tilted downward in the last 2 weeks to fewer than 2,400 deaths per day. But on Thursday, the health ministry announced another 3,001 deaths, bringing Brazil's total above 401,000. India's total COVID-19 cases passed 18 million Thursday after another world record number of daily infections. India's Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla says three shipments from the United States are expected to arrive in India in the coming days.
President Biden spoke to Prime Minister. He offered extensive assistance. You would have seen the details of that assistance also from the United States. And of course, that assistance also went into areas like raw materials for our vaccine industry, etc.
The world's second most populous nation is in deep crisis, with its hospitals and morgues overwhelmed as healthcare professionals struggle to cope with streams of patients. Turkey has entered a 17-day lockdown imposed to curb a surge of coronavirus infections and deaths in the country. Under the new restrictions, Turks will have to stay indoors except for essential shopping trips and urgent medical treatment. Certain groups, including emergency service workers and employees in the food and manufacturing sectors, will be exempt. This is VOA News. Looking gaunt and drained after a hunger strike, jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny denounced Russia's justice system on Thursday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny again denounced Russia's justice system when he appeared in court on Thursday via video link. His team says he also faces new criminal charges and that the group has decided to disband a network of regional campaign offices. It was Navalny's first appearance since declaring an end to his 3-week hunger strike last week. One of his lawyers said he weighs a mere 72 kilograms, down from 94 kilograms when he flew back to Russia in January. Navalny is serving a 2.5-year jail sentence for parole violations on an earlier conviction that he says was politically motivated.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. UN efforts to restart talks on reunifying the divided island of Cyprus have broken down after Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders remained far apart on key issues. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres convened 3 days of informal meetings seeking a pathway to revive the dormant Cyprus reunification talks. Despite great efforts, Guterres acknowledged not enough common ground was found to allow for the resumption of formal negotiations to resolve the Cyprus problem. Cyprus has been divided since 1974, when Turkey invaded the Mediterranean island following a Greek-backed military coup aimed at uniting Cyprus with Greece. Three UN-mediated negotiations to reunite the island since 2004 have failed. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. economy continues a brisk recovery from the pandemic-fueled recession. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The economy grew at a brisk 6.4% annual rate in the year's first quarter, up more than 2% from 2020's final 3 months. Consumers led the way, with more people willing and able to travel, shop, and eat out. Next quarter's growth is expected to be even better, potentially 10% or more. Economists say widespread vaccinations, business reopenings, job gains, and more federal spending should help sustain growth. The economy contracted at a record annual pace of 31% between last April and June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Good news on the economy and jobs helped push stock prices higher on Wall Street, with the S&P 500 gaining 0.68%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.71%. The NASDAQ was up 0.22%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.